It's a late episode today.
Yeah, very late. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
6:30 to 11. Well, we do this for you, the listeners.
Honestly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spooky Siblings podcast.
Okay, so spoiler alert, right?
Of course, always spoiler alert.
So if you're going to get mad, turn this off and go watch it first.
I'm Faith.
I'm Oliver.
We watched X tonight, 5 minutes before we got onto our mics.
5 minutes before?
Well, maybe like 20 minutes, but...
Well, there were some fire breaks there.
Definitely some fun. We did have Dairy Queen, so it's only necessary to have some breaks to deflate.
Okay, so today we're reviewing X.
Yes.
2022.
A great rapper is in it, Mr. Kid Cudi.
Yeah, starring Kid Cudi, Mia Goth.
Yes, there was Jenna Ortega, Brittany Snow, and two guys I don't know. Martin Henderson, Owen Campbell, and Steven Urey.
I don't know the director. What is his name?
Ty West. Yeah, I don't know him either.
Has he put anything else out or just this trilogy?
He's done a few scary movies, yes. But we haven't watched any of them.
Yeah, I think I might actually look at what he's made because I like this and I like his directing.
Yeah.
In this so far from one movie I've watched.
I liked his directing too. Do you want to do an initial... rating?
Pretty strong, like probably 8.
Oh, an 8? I feel bad now. I was going to put 5.
Jesus, wow. Okay, that's a good start.
I put 5. I don't know, I'm kind of...
That's weak, 5.
It was, like, I enjoyed the movie, but it's not something I think I would watch again.
Yeah, that's fair. To be honest, I don't think there's a lot of rewatch value for myself either.
Yeah, for like... I reserve the 8s for movies I would watch over and over.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's the kind of thing I'd watch over and over, but...
Once in a
while?
I
thought it was fun. I don't know.
It was like, fun.
I mean, a slasher is not usually me.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's usually your kind of movie either.
I mean, I don't mind.
I don't watch a lot. And the ones I have, usually, like, I find them corny.
Yeah.
But I thought this was fresh.
True. I did enjoy that they had the usual kind of slasher tropes in it without making it cheesy.
Yeah, almost like not quite making fun of it, but at least like looking at it objectively, like from the audience's standpoint. Yeah,
because like, oh, we know it's coming. We know this guy's eyeballs are going to get poked. But it was done like well.
Yeah, all the effects were really good.
Yeah, his little eyeball was next to his head and... It was great.
Nadine's burning.
For those who can't see, our older sister Nadine. Sorry, our sister Nadine.
Our baby sister Nadine.
Our very baby tiny little sister Nadine.
Joins us in the corner because she can't reach the things.
She's so small that she can't reach anything. Yeah, she's just a baby.
She's just a baby. She hangs out in the corner.
Can we bleep that? Can we cut that?
Oh, yeah, we can cut that for sure. I don't think we need to, though. That can stay in, right? That was fine.
No, bleep it out, at least.
No, we're good. Keep rolling.
Okay, do you want to talk about likes, dislikes? Do you want to go through...
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I feel kind of weird because I didn't write down a lot of dislikes. I feel like I could probably think of some.
Yeah, you know, I didn't write down a whole lot of dislikes either. My dislikes were, don't go into cellars. Don't go into somebody else's cellar that you don't know. I don't know how many times you can say that to somebody.
Yeah, the dark wooden cellar guarded by a door with a padlock on the outside.
With a weird guy.
Yeah.
That you don't know. Dark. His wife's obviously a freaking freak.
Yeah. Well, it's another trope, right?
Yeah, true.
Can you go get the light from the cellar?
Yeah. You mean you don't have another flashlight anywhere else in the house?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't have too many dislikes.
Yeah, there's not a lot I didn't like about it. Even something like that, like, the first thing I would say I liked about it is it's a scary slasher. Like, it's not like some crazy psychopath goes crazy or something. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that happens too, but
Texas Chainsaw.
But like, that seems like something that happens to old people.
Oh, yeah. Man, that has happened.
Free-spirited people.
Yeah.
Into their thing and just kill them and throw them in the lake. Yeah. I guarantee that happens.
Definitely happens.
So I thought that actually makes it scarier. Kind of scary.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that scary.
It was.
But I do think that was a scary element of it, is how
kind of real based it could in reality be. It is. Yes.
Even like it's something, someone going down to a cellar. Yeah, don't do it, obviously. But I mean, it's based in 79, and you can't underestimate the power of like not wanting to be rude.
Yeah, 100%. If you're in an
old man's house and he's like, can you grab the light for me?
My wife.
Yeah, like you might actually go down into that cellar.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, bro, I don't care about your wife. Good luck finding her in the dark. Wait till the morning. See ya.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, I'm not going into anyone's cellar.
But we're talking about slasher characters here.
Which are inherently stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we had a stupidity meter, right? I forgot about that. That's a good one for this one, because it's going to be pretty high.
Did we do it out of 5?
I think so.
What was it? We should do it out of, like, some...
Out of 5, it's easy a 4.
Yes.
They all, at one point, get up and see everyone missing.
Yeah.
And all at the same, like, and in different ways, agree to go wandering with this old man in the dark.
With a shotgun. Like, you're looking for your wife. Why do you need the shotgun? Like, okay, I get the gators.
Like, none of them had any common sense whatsoever. If, like, yeah. Usually, like, there'd be one kind of smart one or whatever. Yeah. But, no, they're all
And poor Kid Cudi's like, I was a Marine. Well, bro, shouldn't your Marine senses be going off?
Yeah, no, no.
I mean, they did when he woke up. Like, he woke up, he's like, oh, I thought I heard something.
And yeah,
I thought he was, like, gonna kill this old man and, like, save the day.
Nope. Even, like, Mia Goth
wasn't,
like, the smartest. She was just, like, asleep most of the time.
She was in her own world. Definitely.
She was high a lot.
Oh, yes. She does like her cocaine.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But she didn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, none of them were smart.
No.
Yeah, stupid meter, I'd give it a 4. Do you agree?
100%.
Yeah. Yes. That's an easy 4.
Definitely easy 4, because, like, if you're bending over and you see 2 whole eye-shaped holes, are you going to keep peering out through them?
To be fair, there was 3.
Yeah, 3 for the pitchfork.
Yeah, that's the worst.
For the pitchfork to go through.
For the 3.
3 random holes. Are you going to keep peeking through
like,
them? Yeah,
like, why are they so low?
Exactly. Just like, oh, okay, I see them there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go near them.
Perfect eye-size holes.
Perfect eye-size holes, yeah.
Stupid. That's the thing, though, right? Well, I'm going to look through them.
Yeah.
Why?
Stupid meter was...
Look, there's like a door, like 5 feet. Like, just open the door and look outside.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to say my stupid meter was like a 5.
It could be a 5. Yeah, it's close.
Because they go to rural Texas.
Yeah.
They don't know this guy, this old man.
Yeah, the backstory wasn't really given to us.
I think it's a 5 for me.
Yeah, it's easy. It could be a 5 for sure.
Maybe a 4.5.
4.5, yeah. Because none of them, were there any smart decisions made, honestly?
The smartest decision made was when she ran over the old lady's head.
That was a good decision.
That was a good one. And I think when she crawled from out under the bed when they were like getting busy, I think that might bring it down. She kind of saved it.
True.
What did you think of the actors? I really liked Mia Goth. She's very pretty. Why are you laughing? Is that good? Oh, okay.
Bro, don't even pretend she's not even
sorry.
Here.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Stinks.
Well, cut that.
She's been farting the whole time.
We had our fart breaks earlier.
I'm not farting.
Anyways. I really like how half of her face is, like, freckled. It's so strange.
Yeah, is that actually what she looks like?
I think so.
She's very pretty. I enjoyed her.
I just saw her in the promos for Pearl, and I was just like, oh, she's...
Yeah. I liked her. I love Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi was a good actor.
Actually, yeah, I thought he was going to be cheesy.
Oh,
I was
man.
Totally expecting him to be cheesy.
I was so worried about that.
Shout out Kid Cudi. No hate there.
Been acting,
Mr. Scott.
I never saw that, but anyways, he was pretty good.
Yeah, great, because it could have been bad.
And he totally hung Dong.
I know, when he's standing in the door, yeah, and you saw it's like down to his knees, yeah, like, oh, what the heck?
It was just a shadow.
It was a shadow.
But well, he did, technically a silhouette, I guess.
Yes, but he did show his butt a lot. He did a great job.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I thought, honestly, when I saw that scene, and earlier we saw Lorraine in the cellar, and that guy was chained up, yeah, I thought he was like some sort of like sex slave or something for the wife.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what they're insinuating.
So I thought they were going to get him into the cellar and tie him up.
Why did they put her in the cellar?
Yeah.
When they're just killing everyone? I get, it kind of seemed like they were saving the girls for the last, but
yeah, which I don't understand, because I guess maybe because she said she liked the brunette and there were two brunettes and he got one.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Right? Because obviously she like she wanted her.
Because she killed the blonde.
Yes.
Right, she didn't care.
Yeah. She doesn't like, she specifically and she said
she didn't have any encounters with
Lorraine,
yeah.
She specifically said she doesn't like blondes.
But can we talk about the axe scene? Jesus. Or what did he, did he hit her with the shotgun?
I think it was the butt of the shotgun, yes.
Oh my god, that was a great scene.
Yeah, that was gross.
That was hardcore.
And you see her bones and stuff?
And it, yeah, like it wasn't even that bad. Like it didn't like chop her hand off or something.
I think that's worse, though. It just like
broke her fingers.
I think that's the worst part, though. It's like
you... Yeah, I thought that was a great scene. Yeah, that and again, was... the effects don't disappoint. They were great, but...
Yeah,
I thought that was a great scene.
Yeah, honestly, original. The body horror was decent. It was good. Like,
yeah,
the eyeball beside his head, it looked real. The finger broken, looked great.
Yeah,
like,
that was
very realistic. Part. And then she's just cutting this dude's neck open. Ugh.
Yeah. Like it was. Yeah, that was a bit harder to watch too.
Yeah, but that one was hard too. I liked the scene changes.
Yeah,
very much.
The flips.
Yes.
The flip back and forth.
Yes. Shots. It was like two or three blips, kind of. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super cool.
I thought that was really original.
Very, yeah. Because usually when it's like a sudden scene change, you know something probably is going to happen. But then when it goes back and forth like that, it's like jarring almost.
It is jarring.
It was really good.
It builds tension, even if like there's no tension to be built. Like
yeah.
It doesn't, like there's not a jump scare when that's going to happen, but it kind of builds it like it's going to somehow. Makes you kind of feel like it.
Definitely. It's like somehow these two things are related.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Me neither.
I don't think I've ever seen that exact type of flip between two shots.
Yeah, I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really good too.
And it wasn't done like every single time. It was done like
No, there was in what, choice. four or five of them?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, no, definitely. Well placed. And it kind of made me think like there's always something he's communicating between the two shots, but some I felt like I can't figure out like what is the first one with the cows when it's flipping between the preacher and the cows.
Oh,
you know, I feel like it's just kind of a cool transition sometimes.
Oh yeah, the very first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the very first one. I don't know if like the second one or the third one, but the one where she's watching her in the barn, the old lady's watching
in the barn.
Mia Goth's character in the barn.
During their scene.
And it flips between the two of them.
Oh, yes.
And there's an obvious communication there that she's seeing herself in her.
In her, yes. There was also when she was in the pond swimming. I feel like the old lady somehow had some weird... With Maxine and with, like, what was happening, she seemed like as more people she killed, she was, like, getting more... younger or rejuvenated or something.
Maybe a couple spirit. Times it did seem like that, like when she killed the first guy
she
and
started
then,
dancing,
yeah, and then the second guy.
It's gotta be hard to shove a pitchfork through three perfect holes right into someone's skull. Like that takes a lot of effort, doesn't it? Like she looked like she was on death's
like,
door.
To be honest, to hit them that hard that it actually just punctures their head instead of just knocking them back.
They both look like you said, gargoyles.
Man, I gray, swear they looked like gargoyles, man.
Gray skin.
They were the scariest part of the movie.
Yeah,
man.
They were so uncomfortable.
There was one scene where he's looking at, who is he looking at and talking to? Maxine? One of them. And he just looks so scary.
It must have been Lorraine.
Holy smokes, he scared me,
man. One eye is going one way and...
Yeah, he's a scary person. He was great. Let's talk about Howard. He was great.
Honestly, Howard, great. Great supportive husband. He really wife. He really tried.
He really tries, yeah.
He was doing his best, and she would not take no for an answer.
Yeah.
He said his heart can't take it, and she did not care.
It's
but,
true.
I mean, it also takes a lot out of you to kill 5-6 people, and then...
dance in their blood.
Yeah. Like, he really did give her what she wanted.
Yeah.
And she's always saying she's tired. Like Maxine, she's tired of not getting what she wants.
Yeah, I like that parallel line.
Yeah.
That they both said it the same way.
Yeah, but she was getting what she wanted. She wanted to kill people and have a sex slave, and she got that.
I know.
Or she wanted to
well,
be a
she
dancer.
Got that. I think she just wants to hold on to her youth. I think she's clinging on to life.
Man, she shouldn't. If I looked like that, I would not want to cling on to life.
No, well, here's the thing, Faith, in life. Some people don't, and some people do. She's one of the people who does.
Who desperately wanted to.
Yeah.
I like that they were the classic kind of...
Perfect.
Husband and wife, killer
crazy
duo.
Crazy old lady, old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing
perfect.
On their, like, oh, she's old. She's lost and confused.
Their fragility. Yeah. That's how they get you, the old people.
Don't trust old people.
Straight up.
I like how everything, all these tropes were done good and not cheesy, like gross cheesy.
I think my favorite one is Howard's heart attack.
Yes. The divine intervention.
No, divine intervention was when...
Yeah, that was it.
Like, the time the priest on TV says divine intervention...
Yes, that was when she shot at her. Sorry.
But I think you're right. I think it is talking about both, obviously. Like, that was really lucky that he just died. I just love the payoff. Like,
gurgled.
The same way the gun was... Like, just to hear the gun go click when in the first 20 minutes... They say, yeah, it's not loaded.
Not. Mm-hmm.
Just to finally get it, to hear it click is a...
I really appreciate that. I really like it when we have the information and literally nobody else does.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it didn't like keep coming out the gun. Like, he wasn't waving it around. No one touched it. It stayed there. Yeah.
Oh, there's a gun in the glove box.
And it could have just, like, gone by the wayside. But the fact that it... finally clicks, like, she's just threatening her, right? She could have walked out.
Yeah. But
the fact that it clicks is beautiful. And, like, the same way he has a heart attack, like, they were talking about, oh, I can't, my heart can't handle it.
Yeah.
And finally his heart clicks, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so I really appreciate payoffs like that.
I was thinking she was gonna point it at Howard, but Howard knew that there was no bullets in it.
But I thought Howard was dead at that point.
He was, but that's how I thought it was going to go, to like get her
if
maybe.
If she had pointed it at him.
Yeah, to like maybe get her into the cellar or something.
Well, if she had pointed it at Howard while they were both in the hallway, he would have known that there was no bullets.
Either blasted her or told her.
Oh, he would have blasted her for sure.
Well, no, because his wife wanted her.
Well, yeah, I guess
so he'd be like, there's no bullets, idiot. Get in the cellar. I just knew as soon as Lorraine was like, I hate you. I'm running away. She was going to get blasted as soon as she turned the corner.
Oh,
why are you screaming and running? And like, let's calm down.
You know what? Okay, there was a smart moment. Was Maxine kept telling her, like, calm down. Like, stop yelling.
Yeah.
And she just wouldn't.
Like,
she just wouldn't stop yelling.
We're trying to escape both together. I understand you hate me, but let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, she actually said, no, wait, let's work together. I think that's the first time I've heard that line. No, wait, let's work together.
And calm
It's always,
down.
No, let's split up.
Yes. You're right, actually. Maxine is a smart lady.
Yeah, no, she's smarter than we gave her credit for.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, poor girl.
The last thing I want to say that I like is just the entirety of the two last scenes between Maxine and Pearl. Like, the final scene where she's holding the gun at her, preacher coming on, the divine intervention mentioned is beautiful.
Mm.
And the, also kind of like a Pulp Fiction reference.
But what, where?
Divine intervention, you know? Nadine knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
And the line in unison, what is it? I will not settle, or I will not accept.
I will not accept the life
that I do not deserve. That
I do
right?
not deserve. Yes, I liked her self-affirmations. She would say.
Yeah, I wanted to say that it was kind of like a theme.
Yeah,
manifestation was kind
her
of
manifestations.
A theme.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked them because they were also what, as we found out, her father would say.
Yeah. So that was.
That was a great ending.
Yeah, I love the end.
And I like how this old lady, like. I feel like there's a huge contradictory theme throughout the whole movie, I feel. Because it's like first with the boy, Lorraine and her boyfriend. Like, it's just a movie. Don't be a prude. Like, and then she wants to participate and he's sobbing in the shower. So he's obviously contradicting what he's saying. It's just a movie. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then this old lady is like... You whore. Like, girl, yeah, you're like killing people, keeping them in your dungeon.
And 5 minutes ago, she was saying, we're just like, I'm just like you.
I'm just like you. And you're calling, yeah, throwing stones in glass houses.
Just like that. You're absolutely
but
right.
But I think she's even worse because there's nothing wrong. Because,
yeah, Maxine didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, she didn't do nothing wrong.
It's true.
She's filming a movie. She can do it how she likes, obviously.
I agree. She didn't kill anyone. That's what mattered.
Yeah. She didn't horrifically kill and torture people. And she's... But because she does a smut film, it's way worse.
Yeah, but the way Pearl was talking made me believe she would have or has done the same thing.
100%. It seems like she would have for sure jumped right in there.
Yeah.
She wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
She's... crazy pants.
So you're right, there's a lot of contradiction going on.
Yeah, she tried to even kiss the guy before she killed him.
Mm-hmm.
She crawled into bed with Maxine. Mm-hmm. And she imagined herself with Kid Cudi. Like, girl, you're not very nice.
I really liked the smart film, like, premise of the whole movie. I thought, like, I don't feel like I haven't seen that before. There's probably something that exists like that,
like,
before.
Like they were filming. Or what do you mean?
No, just the premise that that's what they're there to do.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like hush-hush, sort of?
No, because I just feel like it's, again, original, and it paints like it gives a lot of room for fun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, like, the shot where he's in the doorway. Like, that's fun. That's a fun shot. And it really breaks, and it's a really good comedic break.
Definitely.
It's, like, not forced.
Well, no.
Maybe a little, but it's really applicable to what's going on.
Definitely. You're
everyone's
right.
There naked. Yes. All the time.
Yes.
And I know there were other ones. I'm just not, they're not springing to my mind, but there was a couple moments where I really said, I really actually appreciate the horror movie humor.
Yeah.
In this movie. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
The comedic breaks were well-timed and effective.
Yeah. Overall, great directing. It was a good movie. I think my rating has gone up after talking about it.
What about The American Dream?
Oh, yeah. They talked about The American Dream quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
What's your American Dream?
They brought it up a few times, and obviously we saw, like, Pearl chasing
her
The American Dream, right? Her American Dream.
Yes. I did like that. What would be your American Dream?
That's a really thought-provoking question.
Oh, thank you. I have lots.
What would yours be like?
Mine would just to one day somehow own an acreage. The American Dream's dead.
That is kind of the American Dream, just to have a patch of land.
Patch of land.
That a man can call his own.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody tell him what to do.
Yes. That's exactly it, I guess. But it's different for other people. Other people want to be very rich and famous, like Maxine.
True, right?
And other people just want...
Which is also part of the American Dream.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it's like kind of like the one and the same, right?
Yeah, you're right.
In America, the pursuit of being rich and famous is not that far from the pursuit of just owning a piece of land with the white picket fence.
Yes, well, It's not happening for either of us.
True.
So we don't have American true. Dreams. True.
I got no picket fence.
We have no picket fence yard here. And
you got a yard with no fence. Would you believe that?
Unbelievable.
Sick.
We're sick.
Sick people. World we live in.
We're sick people. What else?
Do you want to tell me what you've changed your rating to?
Yeah, you know what? I'd bring it up to a 7.
7's respectable.
You know, I really did like the directing. And there honestly wasn't much I didn't like. Maybe I didn't like how long it took for everything to get started.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice. We didn't talk about that. Nothing happens until an hour in.
And
the movie's an hour and a half long.
I know. I love a good slow burn. I love slow burns.
Yeah,
but
me
this
too.
Wasn't like a slow burn.
But
it
a slow burn actually burns. This didn't.
It didn't burn at all.
It didn't burn until halfway. And then it burned all the way.
It was just showing, I guess, just some backstory and
it was
creating
all exposition. Yeah, exposition, and like character
development.
Like relationship.
Yeah, but do you need that when everyone's going to die? Except the main character?
Yeah, I agree. You know, most slashes, that's the thing, don't spend that much time on exposition.
Yeah, but okay.
No, I agree with you. I don't think you need, because even the relationship that we build with the characters, to see RJ cry in the shower and be like, oh, he's going to leave, he's going to airboss them. And then to just die,
yeah.
You don't care anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
What are they gonna do now?
I don't have an attachment to any of the characters.
No.
So I agree with you. It did not need to be that long.
Not necessary. Maybe there's 3 movies in this trilogy. Maybe they could have flashbacks.
Yes.
Small little flashbacks.
You could be right.
Not an hour long.
You could
background.
Be right, and it could make sense later, but so far we've only seen the one. So at this point, it really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, man.
I agree.
I really didn't like that. That was one.
I agree.
Those are my 2 dislikes. I didn't like going into the freaking cellar.
Yeah.
And I didn't like how long the movie was for no reason.
No, it could have been, it either could have been more action within the hour and a half. Like, hour and a half is not bad, obviously. Or it could have been literally a shorter movie. It could have been an hour long.
Or maybe, build on Maxine. Show her at her parents' house getting abused.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, if you're going to do character development, give us the one that lives. Yeah.
That lives?
Yeah, you're right.
Who cares about this? How about Brittany Snow and how she's wants to just make movies and have fun? I don't care.
Yeah, I agree.
Or he was a Marine. Okay, the Marine thing came into play, sure.
Yeah, and that's a quick mention.
But that's a quick mention.
Yeah, they didn't back in time, I saw what a man can do to another man.
Exactly. It was so unnecessary.
It's true. It really was. I agree.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Could be wrong, maybe when we watch the second one, but at this time I don't think so. I think that did not need to be that long.
100%.
I was confused. When we were an hour in, when it started, I checked, and there was a half hour left,
yes.
And I was confused.
I'm like, what is happening?
Right when, what's-his-name dies, RJ dies, right? That's kind of when it starts.
Yes. It was creepy with the old lady and her scenes, but that's where...
Yeah, but it wasn't, that creepy.
No.
It wasn't,
creepy. That could have been, 30 minutes, 45 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
And then have everything happen. But we had a whole hour of them driving and getting to know one another.
And doing blow.
Doing blow.
Yeah, I agree.
And the scene in her dressing room or whatever, is that necessary? The very first scene. Okay, we know you guys are going to this place. Do we need a scene explaining everything?
Okay, wait. Run me down quickly. What did they explain out there? I remember her giving herself her affirmations.
Yeah, so it was the very first scene. They were in her dressing room. She did a bunch of coke. And then
he comes and says what?
He comes and he's basically telling her to let's get going and get ready or something.
Right, but it was a good 10 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they make out for 5. It's okay, we get it. We understand.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary. Yeah. And then another 10-minute scene in that at the gas station. Yeah. And that gas station kind of looked like the one in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I think it could be.
Yeah, you're right.
The one also in Hills Have Eyes. Mm. Reminds me of that one.
Right, yes. They're talking like nonsense. Yeah, okay, we get you. You want the life you want. We get it. You've said it. You can say that in two affirmations and we understand the premise of what she wants.
I agree.
We don't need 10-minute conversations in gas stations.
Yeah, you're right.
For a horror movie. Yeah. Like, come on.
For a slasher.
For a slasher. It's like, we know they're all going to die. We don't form connections. Except for the one that the movie is literally named after. That was one of the other things I disliked.
That's a fair one.
But the likes outweigh the dislikes.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, actually, I think I might readjust and actually meet you on the 7.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I forgot how long it took to get started. I actually really enjoyed the back half that I forgot how long it took to get started.
Yeah, like the end of it was great.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It was great payoff, but yeah, you're right. Like, it was an hour and a half. It
took way too long to get there.
Yeah, I agree. So for that reason, I think I might bring it back.
Wow. Okay.
That being said, I still enjoyed the movie.
I would, if I were to rewatch it, I would skip a whole hour.
Straight up, yeah. I would start like after they got there, like well after they got there.
Yeah.
Do we want to give it a scary meter?
Scary meter. Do you want to say that the like same?
One and one half?
Yeah. I put one at first. And then I put 2 because maybe I was being mean.
I feel like 2 is a little high even. I was going to say 2, but like 2 is like even a little.
If
2 was like spicy level on a Dorito, it would still be pretty spicy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I said 1 at first and I crossed it off.
2 might be fair, actually. 2 might be fair.
I don't think Nadine would have been scared.
I think she could have watched it. She wouldn't have
liked the body horror.
Yeah. Is that scary? I don't consider it really that scary sometimes.
There's only very specific body horror that I find scary. Yeah, like
being shot isn't scary.
No,
body horror.
That's normal.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to give it a 1 on the scary meter.
Okay, 1. I would like to stick with 1.5.
1.5.
We're both 7 on overall.
Overall, and, yes.
What was the other one? Stupidity meter. Stupidity. Solid 4.5, easy, potentially 5.
Yes. That's a toss up between the 4.5 and 5.
Okay.
But Maxine does bring it down. I think Maxine brings it down.
The fact that she says maybe we should work together, that might bring it down to a 4 right there just for me.
Instead of let's
I don't think I've ever heard that line
in a slasher.
Ever.
Yeah.
Let's work together.
Yeah. Yeah. And not once did they say let's split up. Yeah.
Exactly. That's points.
You're right. So 4.5?
I think it's 4.
A 4? Okay. A 4 is
maybe
good.
4.5. 4.25. 4.3.
A 4.38
is fair. I can do 4.38.
Okay. I think that's very fair. And overall, good movie.
Overall, I really enjoyed it. I'd recommend you watch it.
Recommend, yes.
Fun time.
Do not watch it with children, obviously. I would guess.
I think maybe we should... I think that should be obvious.
You don't know. There's people out there.
I would say watch this with a group of friends. Late night, maybe.
Yeah. Fun popcorn, fun night.
Yeah.
Not if you want to actually be scared.
Yeah, like if you are in the mood for a slasher, I would recommend this.
Yes.
You won't be disappointed.
Yes, 100%.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to another episode of Spooky Siblings. That scared me more than the movie did. Okay. I think we're out of here.
Wow.